Welcome on into the 8 o'clock hour. Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle hanging out with you till 10. I got producer G screening your calls. We still got full phone lines, people, so we're just going to keep talking because this Falcon season is at an absolute critical mass, and we got to talk about it. And right now we're talking specifically, again, this is what I'm talking about tonight, peeps. You got one job to do, and your job is on the line if you don't do it. Can you? Because that's what Zach Robinson, TJ Yates, and everybody else, that's what they're looking at, y'all. If they can't get Michael Penix Jr. back on track, if they can't get this thing going again, I don't see a path forward for them to return next year. I just don't. I don't see how they can do it. So, again, you got one job. You got one job. Can you do it? 404-726-0929. Tate is in, or I'm sorry, is it? How do you say your name? I don't want to screw it up again.
It's T from Decatur.
Oh, T, hey, what's up, man? Go ahead.
Hey, man, check me out, man. What I want people to do, I know it's hard, but when you think about 98 and then you think about 2018, it's not like we've had a phenomenal franchise over the course of since we've had this team. So what I want is to build some continuity. In order to do that, we got to have some stability. And how can we have stability when we're firing coaches every 3 years? Every 5 years, that's not how it's done. Some kind of way, all of that stuff, I understand what you're saying. Results matter. This is a result league. You got to produce. Having said that, at some point, we're going to say, hey, this is our coach. This is our coordinator. They're going to learn together. They're going to build together. And eventually, we're going to have to see some production. We can't just, okay, we fired offensive coordinator last year. We got another one this year. Yeah, well, we're going to fire him, and Penix is going to be on his third one in 3 years?
Well, hang on, T, and I'll let you finish. Here's the problem with your theory. Again, another caller brought this up earlier, too. I'm fine with that if you didn't have the weight of seven playoffless seasons on your shoulders. But they do.
But that's the first time, right? Yeah, but, it's not the first time. Like I said, 98 to 2018, we Super Bowl and then nothing and Super Bowl. I'm saying so it's like this. The city hasn't – we hadn't won – in football like that. So I understand what you're saying, but feel me right now, Turtle. I'm saying, like, let's build something so we can have some continuity and consistency so that we can, like, you know what? All right, we know what to expect. They know what to expect. We know what we are. We know who we are, who the coach wants us to be. And the only thing is revolving door should be a couple of players
in the draft. Do you think it's fair to ask this fan base to be patient for another couple of years?
What I think is, based on what's been going on, we ain't really got a choice. We're going to have to be patient because this ain't the product that we're seeing and what's going on right now. It's not a playoff of team right now. So we don't have a choice.
Well, listen.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, of course, man. That's not acceptable, T. That's the problem at the end of the day. That is not an acceptable outcome. You know what the definition of insanity is? We say it on the show all the time. Doing the same thing over and over and over again. And expecting a different result. The Falcons cannot continue to be insane. 404-726-0929. Travis is in Covington. Travis.
Yes, sir. Here's the deal with being content with what's going on. The ownership of this team set the standard with Mike Smith. We had the winningest coach in franchise history, the only coach that's ever won back-to-back seasons up to that point. And they let him go because things got stale. Dan Quinn come in, took us to a Super Bowl, fell off. They let him go because we wasn't ever going back to what we used to be. Arthur Smith came in, and you can argue, had the worst roster in the league. And with the worst roster in the league and one of the lowest paid rosters in the league, he still won seven games. And now with all this talent, Raheem, Coach Morris, is struggling to even get back to the numbers that Arthur Smith was at with Desmond Ridder and his roster that he had. So I understand when folks want to wait and want to wait and want to wait, but Coach Morris has a track record. This is the record he had when he filled in Atlanta. This is the record he had when he was Tampa Bay's head coach. And now on round number two, we're right back here again with a lot of the same staff members that was here before. And as a fan, as a season ticket holder, we spend thousands and thousands of dollars, and we expect the ownership to live up to the standard that they set, that we're not going to be happy with just being stale after having winning seasons. But yet here we are year after year, and you and I tweeted back and forth before the year started that anything less than 10 wins this year is considered a failure, and I'm standing strong on that. Anything less than 10 wins with this roster, with this talent, is a failure. And if it wasn't for the defense playing at the level that Ulbrich has them playing, I don't even see any bright spots in this whole organization, team, or anything else at the moment.
No, I agree. It's a great call. 404-726-0929. Thanks for checking in. I agree. I said 11 wins. 10. I said 11. And they're not even – they may not get half that at this point. Travis, that's the unfortunate part. James is in Chambly. James.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I got you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I'm a Chicago Bears fan, so I understand. And I live here in Atlanta, and I like the Falcons, so I don't want to, you know, start off that way. But here's the deal. Everybody in Chicago is hating Caleb Williams, ready to ship him out. And I kept saying, it's the coaching. It's the coaching. You got to find the coaching here in Atlanta for Penix. You get the right coaching, all of a sudden it changes the paradigm. It's real simple. It's not Penix. It's not the problem. It is coaching. And I don't know how people in Atlanta just have to accept that. And I think they have. It's time to ship this coaching staff out of Atlanta. Period.
It's hard to make the call. You got it. It's hard to make the argument. He's 20 games under 500 as a head coach. It's hard to make the argument sitting here at 3-6 that Raheem Morris is a good NFL head coach. It's just hard. It's difficult. I can't sit here and defend him right now. He has not on a consistent basis had this team ready to win football games on a day-in, day-out basis. And that is his job, number one. Number two, Michael Penix. First, or it's like one and 1A. Number one is the team. Number two is Penix specifically. And he has failed in both of those areas. How can I argue that with the caller? I can't and I won't, right? Barring an immaculate turnaround this season, he will have been, it's unfortunate to use this word, but a failure as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Those are just the facts. That's not even an arguable thing at this point. Kathy's in Atlanta. Kathy.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Turtle. Hello. Yes, I'm calling in. I want to start off by saying I do think Penix is the future for the quarterback, but I do have to say this. Unfortunately, last year should have been the year they expected some when they hired Kirk Cousins. He's sitting on the bench now, and then they put Penix in at the very end of the season. He's a rookie. He's still a rookie. He only played like two games at the end. So, yes, it is a coaching problem, but he's a rookie. And unfortunately, like all the other rookies, like Bryce, Caleb, he's a rookie. He has to learn, and y'all have to give him that grace.
Yeah,
Kathy. So that's all I want to say.
No, I appreciate it. Listen, the only problem is, again, is it's hard to give him the grace when you're expected to make the playoffs. That's the difference between Bryce in his first year and Caleb in his first year and everybody else, Josh Allen in his first year. These guys that are drafted high go to bad teams. That's the problem. Michael Penix Jr. didn't get drafted to a bad team. He got drafted to a middling team that was expected to ascend and end a 7-year playoff drought. And he is not playing up to those standards right now, Kathy, to your point. But is he the future? Absolutely. You would be foolish and foolhardy to give up on this guy right now. I am certainly not. Ricky is in Covington. Ricky.
Hey, Turtle. How you doing tonight, man?
I'm great. What's up?
One thing I like about you, Turtle, is you keep it 100. More than anybody else on 96.9, well, 92.9, rather, you keep it 100. But let me just break this down to you. I've heard some of the most asinine calls tonight that I've ever heard from the Atlanta Falcons fan base. First and foremost, if you go back, let's look at coaching. First, why are you bringing a first-year offensive coordinator in, and then you're going to draft Kirk Cousins, and then you're going to draft a rookie? Coaching. We're not talking about anything else. Coaching. So you brought in the first year, you brought in your defensive coordinator. Didn't work out. Coaching. How can Michael Penix learn what it is to be an NFL quarterback if he doesn't have an offensive coordinator to teach him the ropes? If this is his first year, how is it going to help him to develop? Penix is not the problem. I don't care what nobody says. The guy looks confused. He can't hear in the radio. He can't hear in the calls are not coming in fast enough. That's not his problem. But now you get him in the midst of 97,000 people that are screaming down at him, and he's confused. Coaching. then also you got to start looking at it. Why are we not using, what the coach said is the best football player in the NFL? After that Buffalo Bills game, Bijan, it's like he's a non-factor coaching. Let me say this, and I'm getting ready to close up. Two things. One, the defense can only do but as much as the defense can do. If you're out there, if you're constantly going three and out, I heard them say earlier on Dukes and Bell that they was out there for a total of 9 seconds on three plays. The defense doesn't even have the time to catch their breath. So what do you expect? Coaching. So we took care of that with Brick. The last thing is this. If anybody needs to get fired, anybody, and I'm with you, this is a results-driven league. The NFL means not for long, which means if you don't get this man out of the pistol, if you don't throw something else at defenses to the point where defenses are confused with the plays that we're running, if you don't take the training wheels off of Michael Penix, if you don't start running Tyler Allgeier, if we're not doing these things and holding Kyle Pitts accountable and stop throwing to Darnell Moody, then somebody's going to get fired. Thank you so much for taking my call, Turtle. I appreciate
it. Appreciate the kind words, Ricky. Yeah, again, to your last point, yes, that is exactly what is going to happen, Ricky, if they do not turn this thing around immediately. Pink slips aplenty. Try saying that five times fast. Pink slips aplenty, I believe, will be given out at the end of the season if everything that Ricky just said does not come to fruition. Eric is in Alpharetta. Eric.
Hey, Turtle. How's it going?
What's up, me?
Oh, man. Just another day, another doing this.
Yeah.
Hey, so, all right. So there's a couple things. First thing, yes, actually, John Gruden can 100% coach. The Giants, actually, yesterday were inquiring about him. So it's kind of like at that situation. Second thing, Penix obviously not the problem. It's obviously the coaches. I'm going to say my daily thing and skedaddle out of here. Fire Morris, fire Robinson. They got to go. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, E. Guys, again, John Gruden is actively suing the NFL. What team in their right mind would hire him? I don't care if he's technically allowed to coach. What organization in their right mind, even in their wrong mind, would hire a coach who's suing the league? How is that going to go for you? Here's a hint. Not well. So, E, I get your point, but come on, man. 404-726-0929. When we get back, we'll switch gears for just a quick second. Hawks with another big win last night. Can they actually put this thing together with Trae Young on the sideline for a couple more weeks? And then we'll get back to your calls, 404-726-0929. We'll get producer G involved as well. We got a lot to do before 10 o'clock here on Chris Thomas Tonight.